with the Roma communities. Now, unprecedented, for the first time, hackers say they've modified the PlayStation 3 so that you can play pirated games. Until now, the Sony console was the only one on the market that had been immune to piracy. Let's talk to speak to our technology reporter, John Fields. How does this work?
Well, basically, it is a USB key, the sort of thing that you and I probably have in our pockets, loaded with software, plug it into the PlayStation, and it, in theory, allows you to save games to the hard drive, which obviously means you can begin to borrow games off friends, perhaps rent them out from shops, save them all to your hard drive, and you can just then begin to play with them. It's very common on other consoles. Nintendo have particularly had a problem with this kind of thing. They're known as mod chips, basically modifying the console, allowing people to run pirated games. There are legitimate uses for them, though. So, you know, the big argument has always been, you know, if you buy a piece of hardware, you should be allowed to do what you want with it. And these mod chips, in some way, allow you to run your own programs, allow you to run homemade games and things like that. And so that's always been the defence of these things.
So, obviously, it's bad news for the company because the games cost £50 each. They're going to lose out on sales. This is why they've worked so hard to avoid piracy.
I mean, it's an incredibly secure system, and it also plays, you know, movies and other types of content. And Sony have acted very quickly in the past. So there were initial reports that there was a hack earlier on in the year by a very famous hacker who'd he was a teenager when he cracked the iPhone. He then went on to crack the PlayStation 3. He never released the code, but even so, Sony took preemptive steps very quickly to disable the route that he'd found into it.
What's the incentive for being a famous hacker then if you don't release the code?
I mean,
it's just a glory thing, isn't it?
He got the fame off the back of the iPhone. He's cracked every iPhone that's come out so far. The PlayStation 3 was notoriously difficult. He said it was just an intellectual challenge.
Right.
And so he just wanted
to
do it.
It's not a way to earn a living.
Well, he has made a living, you know. He sells bits and pieces of software. He sells bits and pieces of software that allow people to jailbreak, hack their phones. So he has made a living out of it. And, you know, no doubt there are a lot of electronic firms and technology firms on the lookout for bright new things like him.
They should take him on so that he can help them stop the hackers, presumably. So how are they going to stop the hackers, Sony?
Well, likely to they will release an update of some sort. I mean, that's what they did when this young lad said that he had hacked the PlayStation earlier on in the year. They will just basically update the software and it will disable this function. But it's a cat and mouse game. You know, you see this everywhere on almost every platform, computers, DVD players, etc. It's cat and mouse game between the hackers and the electronics firms. They will release an update, the hackers will release an update, and it'll just carry on non.
Okay. So it's the future, really, in the games industry. That's what it's all about. John, thank you very much. It's an area I know nothing about, really, I have to say. Games consoles.
No, never owned one myself.
No. So, John looks incredibly shocked there. How many have you got, John?
I've got a couple at home. I won't name them, but yes, I've got a couple, and yeah, it's increasingly popular. I think it's one of those things that people just don't understand the popularity. Games industry bigger than Hollywood.
Oh, I know. I understand it. It's just never kind of grabbed me as a consumer.
And I know how addictive they are, because when I was a student, my flatmate had one. We did play it all the time when we got back from the pub, and I just thought, well, I'm never going to own one because I'm just going to play it all the time.
No, actually, at the World Cup, then the house next door to me, the two of the techie guys had a Wii up, and they got me into play tennis one night on the Wii, and it is addictive. I can see how you would just hours would while away, and that's why I don't want to get into it. I haven't got the hours to while away.
I've got a child now, I don't have the hours either.
Thank you very much, John. It's 1:47. Lindsay's here with some travel news.
Thanks very much.